Blog Talk Radio.
There is healing, Abba baby. Inside.
I often wonder if your magic, when you come around, I can't help myself. Those things you do got me addicted, and I don't want no help. Your way is really fresh and lovely. May I have a taste of your sweet love? More you give, the more I want things. I just can't get enough. I only see you wearing nothing, baby. You take me to a very special place. Inside of your love, baby.
Inside of you,
there is strength in so much more. Garden, sample all your love and sweet. That's the reason we came here, baby, to fulfill each other's needs. When you ride my love in motion, that magic moment will be found. It will be found. Girl, I'm deep into your music. I love the way you sound.
Love the way you sound,
yeah. Don't be shy, that's just nature, baby. That's the way you love when you feel free. Oh, keep on loving me, I can take it, girl. I can take it. You are my favorite place to be.
God, here we are, 2023, first show of the year,
And so blessed. And we're going to mix it up here. We're doing an hour and a half show today as we are just trying to get things organized for the new year. And so thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of Solar Records Radio. Hey, what's happening to all of our listeners and our friends around the world? I know some of you guys are just getting emails going, he's gone live, he's gone live. And yes, I've gone live here with the show. And so we weren't going to do it, but I was like, we have to do it. We have to go. So here I am. And I just pray that you guys are good. And listen, we're going to mix it up. We're going to play all kind of music for you. So kick back, relax, and enjoy Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Parts Jr. I'm all alone today because no one knew we were doing the show. So let's rock and roll here together on Solar Records Radio.
short days, long nights, tangled up with you, I don't wanna move. Your eyes don't lie, and if I needed proof, that body tell the truth. Ooh, your body is a blessing.
I gave him love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitating. Pop star, do a leaper with the baby. I had had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it, get out and get your bread up. They always leave when you fall, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up, cause girl, you
want me.
my boys right there. Those are my label mates. And man, oh man, reel to reel, putting it down on Solar Records Radio. We're having a good time today. We're mixing it up. And I'm so blessed to be here. And I hope you guys are good. And I hope you are blessed right where you are as well. We want to keep this music going and just having a good time. Guys, you know, I think I need to slow it down a little bit, right? So, you know, this is for the ladies, and this is dedicated to the ladies as well, all around the world. Much love to all you beautiful ladies at Solar Records Radio listeners. We love you, and we thank you for, you know, being a part of our show. So God bless you, and you guys take care, and have a wonderful 2023. All right, guys, so here we go on Solar Records Radio. I'm slowing it down. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Much love. What's up, Greg? What's happening, Julian? What's happening, Astrid? What's happening, Kimberly? What's going on, Don Fleming? What's happening, Phoenix? What's happening, Linda Carrier? Much love. Love you guys.
Early in the morning, I put breakfast at your table. I make sure that your coffee has its sugar and cream. Your eggs are over easy, you're just unlike me. All that's missing is your morning kiss that used to greet me. Now you see the juice. It used to be so sweet, and I can't help but to wonder if you're talking about me. We don't talk the way we used to talk. It's hurting so deep. I've got my pride. I will not cry, but it's making me weak.
I thought you're your husband. Here's a few things you need to know if you wanna be my one and only all my life.
Take me on a date, I deserve a babe. And don't forget the flowers every anniversary. Cause if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need. Apologize, and maybe then I'll let you try and rock my body right. Even if I was wrong, you know I'm never wrong. Why disagree? Why disagree?
The chord progression mainly, and I just love the fact that Megan is really good at always, you know, making sure that she keeps that old school chord progression in her songs, and she does it quite a bit. And listen to this one, guys. Listen.
Come on, ooh, oh, baby.
And I love that chord progression. Oh, I am definitely a fan of that music. And man, oh man, what a blessing it is for me. I do want you guys to know that we play all kind of different music here, as long as it's good. And it doesn't matter who the artist is, right? We just wanna have a good time and play good music and be a blessing to you guys. And hopefully you guys love it as well, right? So let me see here. I want to read something. Greg works with us here at Solar Records Radio. Everybody knows Greg anyway, right? So he's been blessing me constantly. He sent me this thing this morning. I was like, dude, oh my God, I can't believe you found this. And I was like, can you post it? And so he did post it, and so let me just read a little bit of it to you. It says, UK Soul Charts, May 3rd, 1982, Wardell's occupying three places in the top 40 album featured on drums. You know, I mean, for me, I didn't know he was going to put that, but that's great, because for me, it was something. He opened my eyes with that. I was like, whoa. I was just thinking of the artist, right, the solo artist I was excited about, but I played drums on this, and it was what, you know, I try to be humble, because I realized how blessed I am to have had that opportunity to play on so many records, and so many records simultaneously, and to be on the charts, you know, three different albums simultaneously at the same time, 1982, that I had no idea that was happening. And so for me, it's fresh and new. Number 6 in classic Friends album. Y'all know the Friends album, right? And that was by Shalimar. And then the number 15 with the Whispers, Love is Where You Find It. Y'all remember that, right? And 16 is also with the Whispers on the Best of the Whispers. And he said, whoa, what an achievement. And so thank you, Greg. Thank you so much for, you know, those kind words. And thank you for sharing and finding this stuff. This is awesome. And it's just, I want to say to the UK, man, how much we love you guys. Thank you for loving our music so much, you know, the Solar stuff. We are... You know, it's overwhelming to a degree, because, you know, it's like, I can't believe that they loved it so much, and they really do, and they sincerely do love the music and good music. And so it's a blessing, and I just can't say thank you enough to the UK. And I have some friends of mine, and I said, you guys, I think we should just pack up and move to the UK. Let's just back up, go to the UK, and see what we can do over there, because they really love the music that we have been blessed to do, that God has blessed us with, right? And so maybe we should just go and see, you know, what we could do now. And I know it's a different time now, right? But the funny thing is that if you listen to, like, the hits and stuff that's coming out of the UK, like I do, I mean, the songs are, they got that old school R&B groove at the bottom of it and stuff. So, I mean, that's what we do naturally. So, you know, I'm thinking, hey, it's a possibility. So, anyway, guys, let me read this here. Can you talk about the chart? Yeah, and, okay, so I just want to say, you know, we are in the studio recording this stuff. I'm being asked to talk about it a little bit. When we're in the studio recording the Shalimar, the Whispers, Dynasty, Lakeside, Kerry Lucas, all that stuff, you know, at the same time, and a Climax, I say Climax, right? Dynasty was busy. We could not really, we didn't realize what was happening to the magnitude, to the degree that it really happened. We were just machines. We were literally like machines, computers, and we were in that place in Studio Masters like no other. And we lived in there. And we were just constantly recording for all of Dick's artist and just making it happen until, you know, he starts signing, like, well, Lakeside, we didn't record for them because, you know, they had their own band, and Lakeside is a band. And then you had Midnight Star as a band, you know, they didn't need us. And, but you know, all the other groups that were like solo artists, they needed us, and they needed us to be there and do write songs and produce them. And, you know, in some cases, I got to perform with them as well. So it was definitely a wonderful gift. But it was a gift that keeps giving. Because, like I said, right now, I had no idea these things were happening. And people like Greg or people that love music and they love the details of it will bring it out and go, whoa, look at this. Look at that. Look at that. And so when Greg did that to me this morning, I was driving. I almost had an accident. No, I'm just playing, Greg. I'm just playing that. But I was like, whoa, I can't believe it. And that's why I said, can you post it, Greg? Because, you know, I just thought it was information that my other co-writers, I wanted them to see, that the other musicians from the Throwdown Brothers, I wanted them to see this as well. So thank you, brother. Thank you for, you know, going into it. You know, and then we left. Once we got finished with all the Solar, really focused on the Solar stuff, we started breaking out and started doing stuff for other record companies, like with the for A&M with Janet Jackson, right? And we did with her album, her first album, and then we went on and we was doing the Brothers Johnson and Gladys Knight and the Pips and Evelyn Champagne King and Glenn Jones and so many more. We were just recording with everybody. And so, and Glenn was on a few months back, and he was like, man, every time I went to the UK, they would always make me play the stuff that you guys did. I go, wow. And, you know, Glenn has some great music, you know, and I'm just so proud of Glenn. But I was like, Glenn, I am so sorry, man, but I'm so happy at the same time, because it just made me feel good. It made me feel like, you know, there's a special relationship between our sound and the people in the UK. And so, and we're grateful. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. So, with that being said, I'm going to play a song by Glenn Jones that we did. How about that? So thank you guys again for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. We got 44 minutes left in the show, and I'm solo today. I just ran in, and I was like trying to get this stuff to work, and all the internet was acting crazy. I took my box down to the place, and they was like, it's working fine. I don't know why you're not getting in. And I said, I don't either. I'm going crazy. And they couldn't make a special appointment for me, so I had to take the stuff there. And then they said, well, it's fine. And so I was like, wow, all right. So here we go. So anyway, so let me my beautiful friend who has passed away. Let me see if I can find his song first. And because, you know, we love Richard Randolph, right? And I'm just trying to see if I can find that. But you know what? I'll find it and I'll play Richard's. Oh, no, here it is right here. Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm going to play this song that that Richard Randolph wrote for Gladys Knight and the Pips as we were stepping out and doing other things. And then I'm going to play Glenn Jones right after that, and I'll play another song, then we'll be back. Okay, so check it out. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Imagining sweet romance.
Lord have mercy. That's one of my favorite Crystal songs. That song right there, man, is so funky. And it just keeps you moving. And you can be with me if you really want. Woo, that song right there, man, oh, man. And there's a couple other ones, too, that I'm really crazy about. And then, so I played that. Then before that, I played Gladys Knight. And I played, that was the song I started to block off with Richard Randolph's song. Rest in peace, Richard. We love you, brother. And that was something that, you know, I told you guys I had to do. Just that's my boy, and we love Richard and miss him. Ain't no greater love. And then with the Glenn Jones song, that was just a lot of fun. And I got a request for another Glenn Jones song, and I got a request for another Crystal song. So Finesse from Glenn Jones, and an Itching in My Heart from Crystal. But speaking of Crystal, I think, let me see something. Hello there. Tina, is that you? Oh, man. How blessed you are.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That is Crystal on the line, guys. Yes, yes, yes. You know, Tina, I said, Tina, which one of your songs should I play? You know, they're requesting one of your songs. And so you said play After the Dancers Through It. I said, oh, okay. And I said, I don't see it. And so I downloaded it and I uploaded it. And I was like, oh, my God. I don't remember that song being so funky. Whoa.
That was our first hit over there across the pond. Yeah. That was our first hit over there. Yeah, that's staying to this day. It's still like the standard dance tune, yeah.
That's crazy. So can you just tell us, well, first of all, Happy New Year to you. And I just pray that you are well and everything is good for you and your family and stuff. And thank you so much for calling in. But I have a question.
I have to call in when you start playing the jams. I got to call in. I get there up and start dancing. I get excited too. You know.
Oh man! And you know, I'm so proud of you because you know this is. And I'll get to my question later, but I just have to jump onto this thing when you said dancing, because there's so many times, you know, every New Year, people always when they come, they get started, you get all these new gym memberships that never go anywhere. And, it, you know, everybody is like, all these, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to go on a diet, I got to do that. And it never pans out and stuff. But, you know, what I noticed with you is that you like, I'm doing this throughout the year. I'm not waiting for a New Year's resolution. I'm
right.
Just doing. So, but what was your motivation to, because I see you walking and doing a lot of different things, and it's really impressive to watch you do this.
Well, what inspires me is kind of like food. So I need to keep myself in shape because I like food. So if I, you know, I like to, you know, I don't like to, I'm not a salad girl. So because I like food and I like to, you know, I can eat, I make sure that I balance it out and, you know, go out and work out and stuff so I can eat the things that I like. And I mean, I'm disciplined on certain things. I don't eat a whole bunch of junk or anything like that. But I'm just saying, as you get older and stuff, you know, your metabolism slows down. So you have to be aware that you have to keep everything moving, because if not, you become, you know, that's when you start gaining all the weight and stuff, and you just sit around a lot. So because I'm consistently with my activity as far as working out 2 or 3, sometimes 4 days out the week, you know, if I'm not doing anything, I'll go and walk a couple of miles, if nothing else, you know. But it's just something that's just now is a habit. Now if I just sit around too long, I feel funny. So I just have to get up and do it now because now my body is used to it.
So that's what I do. That's my girl. I love it.
Yeah, it keeps me consistent. You know, because we're not spring chickens anymore.
I know, right? Things have changed.
And you go like, you know, and I'm not, you know, I'm not as small as I used to be, where I used to eat like fat burgers and stuff, but still go out there and, you know, be like little. Can't do that anymore. So, you know, I have to keep myself moving so I can, you know, maintain some semblance of health, you know, because I just don't like sitting around a lot. So that's not what happened for me. That's all. Yeah.
that's great for you as an entertainer as well, because you have to always be ready. You just never know, right? Or when you're going to get that call,
right.
And you got to be ready. It's like a firefighter, ready to go and deal with whatever it is. And so, you know, I mean, I do the same thing. I go to the gym and I go swimming and I do my dips. And I do dips in the water. So it takes some of the pressure off, but it's still, because I do 100 dips. So it's still like after a while.
Wow,
like,
okay. Oh,
yeah, but I you know, got to keep
that
upper body.
That's a good idea, Wardell. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love to swim. That's part of my workout. Yeah, I love to swim. That's part of my workout.
Yeah. I just took a friend to the gym today, and he ended up signing up. So I was like, great, there you go, man. That's what we got to do. We got to, you know, especially as we get older, the machine is not quite the same. Our mindset may be like, okay, let's do that. And the body's like, you got to be kidding me. That's not going to happen. So, but I first of all, I got my buddy Don Fleming on the line. Don, there's Tina Scott from Crystal.
Hey,
you there,
Don, how you doing?
Tina, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
I
ain't
heard from
Happy
you since
New
last
Year.
Happy New Year.
I know, right? Another Happy New Year. Here we go.
I know.
Thank you,
be all
thank
we can
you,
be
Lord.
In 23. What you hear what I said? Yeah. Be all you can be in 23. That's what we're going to do.
I like that. I think I'm going to snatch that one from you. I like that.
She snatched it from somebody else, I think. But she is a lyricist, so you never know. I don't know how busy you are, but I have questions for you, Tina, from overseas in the UK. Like I told you, they love you over there. They love you guys.
Okay.
So this
I'll
is
answer
quick,
the
this
I'll
is
answer
the
best I can.
We all Crystal fans.
Okay.
So
all right.
Go
so,
ahead.
It says, ask her about the all-star cast on the album Getting Ready in 1984. How did that feel to be working with such a great talent?
Oh, my God. That was our very first album. That was so exciting. It was just because we were, like, brand new. That's why the album's called Getting Ready, because we're just out the box. We just, you know, it was just so exciting. That was our very first album. We were so excited. That's where the song After the Dance came from, and Same Place, Same Time. And it was just exciting because, you know, everything was brand new. We were babies, basically, you know, back then, and new into the recording industry. And, you know, just even though we had been a group for a while, this was our first time actually getting, you know, recording, you know, an album. So it was exciting. And the all-star cast, you know, like, it was me and Roberta, and Karen was the original group, and Dee and Roberta sang together in Alton McLean and Destiny. So when Alton McLean and Destiny disbanded, and Roberta and I got back together as writers, and then we decided to put the group back together, so we got Karen back, and then Roberta pulled along Dee, and that's how we all came together as, you know, the Crystal you see on the album, our very first album. So Dee joined us after Alton McLean and Destiny disbanded. So we wanted a four-girl group, and that's how we got that.
Oh, okay.
That was fun.
Did you perform at Merrick's Flats with Crystal? Did you guys ever perform at Merrick's Flats with Crystal? That's a question.
Oh, yeah. We were called Crystal Blue back then, yeah.
Yeah,
we performed
with Crystal Blue.
Yeah.
How do they know that?
Yeah, we're called...
I don't... Good gracious.
Yeah, Wardell, we used to be up there with Lakeside and all those Platypus and all them. We played with all those guys back then. Yeah.
Wow.
Sure
did. I didn't know that. I wasn't. Hold up. What year? Because I didn't come to California until 79.
You want me to tell the year? That's my telling my age. I'm not doing that.
Well, hold on. Everybody from Solar is over their age. But
you know better than that.
She's from Columbia.
Say what?
She's on CBS Records, right? You were on CBS Records, right?
Yeah, we were Epic CBS, Sony, yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that was before 79 that y'all were performing. See, the thing about, and this will help you with, as far as the age thing goes, there was no alcohol in Merrick's Flat, so younger people were able to go there and you know, and perform and be so that mm-hmm. See that you could have been 10 up there, Tina. So don't worry about it.
That's That's it.
So,
that's it. I was 10.
So did you enjoy doing that? Obviously you did. How did y'all hook that up with Maverick Sledge?
Oh, well, you know, we had audition. We had to audition back then. And, you know, we were like, and Lakeside, you know, kind of helped us out because they were like our big brothers. And so they said, hey, we got this group we want you guys to check out, you know. So Lakeside kind of got us through the door, and that's how we got in. You know, so that was, you know, one of those, yeah. So we became like one of the, you know, one of the regular bands that came through every now and then. Our picture's on the wall up in Maverick's Flats. You know, I was down at Maverick's Flats about 4 or 5 years ago. Helping Robbie, because Robbie was managing this artist, and she wanted me to sit in for her because she had to be out of town. She said, Tina, hey, could you handle my artist for me? So it was performing at Maverick's Flats. And so when I walked in, like, memories just came all over me, like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So they had all the pictures on the walls of all the groups that had ever played there, you know. And I saw Lakeside, and I saw Platypus, I saw Love Machine. It was like all these groups. I remember all these bands from back in the day, they used to play there, Papa's Results, and oh my God, it was like so many groups I remember. Then I went around the corner and I saw a Crystal Blues picture up there. I was like, there we are. So it was very cool to see. You know, they had like a Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame of all the artists that ever had played there who became recording artists later on. So it was just nice. It was good. That was the day. Well, that was so much fun. Oh my God, that was so much fun.
Lakeside was called Lakeside Express, right?
Ohio Lakeside Express.
Ohio Lakeside Express.
They had a long name, Ohio Lakeside Express. Yep. The Ohio Lakeside Express. That's how you say it, too.
All right. Another question, unless Don has a question. Don, I don't want to take up all the questions. Don, you have anything? Uh-oh. Is Don still there?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I'm good.
I'm here.
Whose idea was it to make sure that the vocals were split evenly within the group?
No, we just was doing whatever the song. Yeah, because you know we're doing cover tunes at the time, so you know whoever's voice fit the particular song. But the main lead vocals was Karen, and then Roberta. You know what I mean? They were kind of like the lead vocals, you know, back and forth. You know, I was like just the background singer. I did lead every now and then, but it was just mainly Karen and then Roberta doing most of the leads during that time. Yeah.
But her eyes, Tina's eyes are hypnotic. Lord. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. I'm so sorry.
She's so silly.
Her eyes will kill you right now. You can't look at her eyes too long. You're like, oh, I'm falling for you, love. Anyway, so, that's my sister, guys. I could play with her like that. But listen, what about in the group? I mean, when you guys were doing records and stuff, I think they were talking about more so in the, you know, not the stuff that you did before you did your recordings, but even on the recordings, it seems like you guys are a real group. It's like a lot of singing. I mean, even though you hear Karen singing the lead and stuff, but it's a good, Leon, I think, did a really good job with working, blending you guys and making that thing happen. Did you give that credit to Leon, or were you guys like saying,
Leon bought vocals out of us we didn't even know we had. Quite honestly.
Oh yeah,
the way he stacked the vocals and put this blend together, and he had some harmony notes in there. We were like, whoa, especially on Itching. I think Itching in My Heart was the only song he let us do in the booth all together at one as a group. So that was like the only one he let us do as a group. Most of the time he stacked. You know how he stacked. But we did Itching in Our Heart as the whole group at one time. Like all our vocals are all at once.
Wow, listen, guys,
that's us all in the booth, and that's us one booth. We just this little booth.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What studio did y'all record in?
The one up in the house, you know, up in Mulholland, up in there. What was it called up there?
Never mind. I just wish I didn't ask that question.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's where I used to live. Remember?
Oh, really? Okay.
It was Leon, me, and Les Cooper.
Les.
Yes.
Remember how the studio was set up? He had this little booth in the sort of right side.
It was like a little booth
he had there.
You had the big mic,
you know, out in front. You could look straight ahead. But he had a small isolated booth to the right. And we got into that booth and did Itching. We sure did.
Oh wow. I bet y'all was itching.
And
when
you
y'all
hear
got
that vocal on Itching is all of us singing at one time. That was so much fun. We had did two cover songs by the Supremes. And that was the one that was picked because,
No, it just sounded like something was distorted.
I'm listening to it in the background.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh no, we had picked out a couple of songs. We wanted to do cover songs by the Supremes, and you know, to homage to the girl group we love, and that's the one that won out because when we walked in, we heard that song kick in. We're like, oh well. The other ones are like, The other one was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good. Yeah. But it was, none of them was touching Itching. Itching was like killing. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a bad
walked in that one after it was mixed. I was like, oh, Lord. y'all had a good time with this one.
and I believe, I'm trying to remember who was mixing. Did they mix it at Larrabee Studios?
I don't remember where they mixed it, but I remember the session. I remember William played on it. I forgot who's playing guitar because that guitar lick was killing.
I forgot
who was playing the guitar. I forgot who it was. One of the bad guitar players you guys had back then. One of the funk brothers.
I got a question. Go ahead, Don.
I got a quick question for you, Tina. You remember I Suggest You Don't Let Go album? The songs from that album. Don't Let Go. It's the jam. Who played saxophone on that? You remember?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. That song was written by
what's his name? How can I forget his name? Dang.
Was he one of our guys?
Wait a minute. I'm gonna look up his name right now. I'm trying to think. How can I forget his name that fast? I follow him all the time. He's a singer as well.
Okay. Why are you looking that up? Because we run out of time. Did you stay there?
Okay.
They're asking me, did you sing on the Shalimar's Friends album?
Did I sing on it? No, but I wrote one of the songs.
Okay.
Don't Try to Change Me.
Okay. So you see her name on the credits for songwriting, not performing vocals. You didn't do any backgrounds? Oh, Don't Try to Change Me. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And Just Don't Make It Hurt is a good song. It's a great song, too.
Oh, that was done by Leon Ware.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, Rocking You Eternally.
Wow.
Okay.
That was Leon Ware from, you know, who did Marvin Gaye's I Want You and all that. Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Here, my dear.
While you're still looking, I have a quick another question. This is for me now. The question is that when you released your record, did you release it overseas first, or did you guys release it here in the United States? And then how did the UK get so much out of you guys?
That's a good question. Someone picked it up because we're in New York a lot. And, you know, New York people go back and forth, you know, from New York to overseas. And so we performed a lot in New York, and I'm thinking that's when it kicked in because some people from New York probably heard us perform. Because we performed there a lot in New York. We performed quite a bit more so than we did here. And everybody was, you know, they was digging us in New York. So that's what we played more there than here.
Oh, wow.
Ain't
there you
something?
Go. That is something, you know. And so
Kipper,
I hope
Kipper,
y'all
Kipper
I hope y'all don't
that.
Pack up. And I told
you
my friends
said?
we may, was that?
Yeah.
I said
yeah.
Kipper wrote that song, Don't Let Go. Kipper wrote that.
Oh, Kipper
Jones?
Yeah, I know Kipper. Kipper Jones, yes.
Yeah, he wrote that.
Okay. All right. Wow.
So, yeah, we have some nice writers on that album. You know, we have some nice writers. That's the only album we didn't get to write on, which I'm not too...
It's
that's another topic.
That you guys, why didn't y'all, what happened? This is like, did Leon take y'all over there? Or, you know, I was wondering why you guys didn't sign to Solar. What was that dynamic?
Oh, no, Leon, what happened was, that's when Leon had his Silver Spoon Productions kicked in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we were one of the first acts he signed to, you know, Silver Spoon Productions.
Oh,
and he
outside,
took us
yeah.
Yeah, he took us to Larkin Arnold, you know, like that was his project
okay.
for Larkin. You know what I mean?
I
so that was like one
yeah,
of those type
yeah.
of things, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, we ran
so
out of time.
That's
we only
that,
got
that's
7 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Well, we love you and thank you so much, you know, for
and
calling
thank
in.
Thank you, everybody, for your continued support and have a happy
yes.
new year, prosper and healthy new year, and stay safe.
Happy
yes,
New Year
thank
to you,
you
also again.
And much love from the UK. And here we go. We're going to start itching and scratching and everything right now on Solar Records Radio.
Thank you, Morgan. I love you.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. And good night to everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. We love you. Thank you, Dom, for calling in. And we'll see you guys later. Good night. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Don.
Bye-bye.